Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable. It is time for Sunday Morning Alive right here on our website. So glad that you have taken time to join us today for a sermon here on our website. Now, if you're where you can get in a local church that preaches and teaches the unadulterated Word of God, I pray you'll get in it today. Don't just go for the music. The worship is important. There's something more important than the worship of God, and that is the Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word of God is going to abide forever. And if it gets down in a good ground heart, it'll bring forth fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold to the glory of God. I believe that you have a good ground heart, or you wouldn't be here to listen to a sermon today. You wouldn't understand, appreciate, and appropriate the Word of God in your life. Amen. But you're here, and I'm here, and God is here, and Jesus is here, and the Holy Spirit is here, and we're going to get into the Word of the living God and the living Word of God today. Hallelujah. We're going to continue the subject. This is something that I told our webmaster. I'm not making a lot of just teachings and sermons and here and there, but if something is burning in my heart, I'm going to bring that message. And this first Sunday of this new month, I want to bring this message to you. It's continuing a message that is burning bright in my heart to bring you, and that is the heaven-bound church. I've said it to my congregation here personally and physically, and I want to say it to our internet congregation out there today. Amen. Our church, the church that I have an influence on and a responsibility to, I want it to be a heaven-bound church. And you're going to understand as we continue to teach on this particular message the difference between the earth-bound church and turning out earth-bound Christians that are not ready. I want to say it very clearly. They are not ready for the coming of Jesus Christ, because there is a question mark about the salvation of those who only mind earthly things. Amen. Listen carefully. To be earthly minded is to have a carnal mind. And the carnal mind, the fleshly mind, is at enmity with God. Amen. For it cannot receive the things of God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither can it be. Amen. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And something happens when we come to Christ as our Savior and bow to Him as our Lord. That thing that happens is that we're renewed in the spirit of our mind. We become heavenly minded. I've said it before. I'll go ahead and take time to say it. Have you ever heard, he's so heavenly minded, he's no earthly good? I understand that. People got their head in the clouds and sometimes ignore their earthly responsibilities to their family. This is a biblical, spiritual responsibility as well, not just a social or cultural thing. Amen. He that doesn't provide for his own is denied the faith, worse than an infidel. So it's very important that we take care of our responsibilities. But heavenly minded, spiritually minded, is what every child of God should be, because we should be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Hallelujah. That we might receive the things of the Spirit of God and the Word of God, and that we might come to know our God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the false earthbound church, listen carefully, is led by false teachers and filled with phony Christians. I want to say that again. The false earthbound church is led by false teachers and filled with phony Christians. The Bible calls them tares among the wheat. They look like wheat. They grow with the wheat, and really just looking, you can't tell them from the wheat until it's time to bring forth the kernel, bring forth the harvest. They can't bear fruit. They do not bear any fruit. I'm not talking about sinless perfection. I'm talking about the change of mind that comes when you become a Christian and you put off the old man, as the scriptures teach, and are renewed in the spirit of your mind, and thereby put on the new man, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. We become more and more like him and less like them. Amen. Let me say this again. This is strong. I understand it. Amen. Take another sip of coffee, maybe sip some water. Listen, the earthbound church is led by false teachers and filled with phony Christians who care little for Christ and less for the cross of Jesus Christ. And they're exposed in Philippians 3:17-20. Look at it with me together. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame. Listen, catch this, who mind earthly things. When you hear a message that just has to do with the material, temporal world and the immediate things that we could acquire by faith in that will make us more comfortable or more successful or more anything, it doesn't mean that God won't bless your business, that God won't bless you with a nice home, nice automobile, but this idea that's the chief reason for serving God is to get material blessings in the temporal world and never, ever, ever have a message on the soon coming of Jesus. That's a telltale sign. That's a flag that should go up right there. When's the last time you've heard one of these earthbound false teachers talk about the soon coming of Jesus Christ and how to be ready for his coming? And I'm talking about ready in the sense of coming to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and being born again, born from above. It should fill altars today. The altar call is eliminated, and we have this little 30-second prayer that you're supposed to mouth that is supposed to be the quote-unquote sinner's prayer. Amen, I've sinned, forgive me, give me my free ticket to heaven so I can be sure to go to heaven when I die, and just live for the world and live for the flesh, and in so doing, hear me, live for the devil. He that committeth sin, the Bible said in 1 John, he that committeth sin is of the devil. This doesn't mean that Christians have to be sinless, but it does mean that sin doesn't reign in a Christian's life because Satan doesn't rule in a Christian life. God rules in the heart and life of a true child of God. Let me read this again. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation, our citizenship here, in your Bible and mine, it will be down there somewhere in this verse. Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's those who are longing and therefore looking for the coming of Jesus Christ. The heaven-bound church is longing for the coming of Jesus. We're Maranatha people. Come, Lord Jesus. Therefore, we're looking for him to appear. Look with me at Hebrews 9 and verse 28. So Christ has once suffered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him he shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Without sin means this coming is not the second coming where he comes to judge the earth. It's without sin. He's not coming to judge sin or sinners in this coming. It's just, it's the rapture of the church. It's the secret coming. It's the midnight cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh. And there was no announcement of that, and the world was oblivious of that. But the bride of Christ, those espoused to him by receiving and responding to the gospel of the grace of God, amen, they are looking, longing, waiting for him. Praise God. Listen, the earthbound church is comfortable in the world because they are still of the world. Their values, their morals match exactly the world's. They are not persecuted because, as Jesus said, the world loves its own. On the other hand, the heaven-bound church stands in sharp contrast. Listen to 1 John 5 and verse 19. We know that we're of God. And the whole world, without exception here, the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. In the King James, it says wickedness. It literally translates in the actual words. It is lies in wickedness, means under the direct, distinct power and influence of the evil one. And as the children of light, we have put on the armor of light that we may walk in the light and live in the light. The prince of darkness has. I want an amen on this. I can't hear it when you do it, but God will hear it. So if this resonates with you like it's resonated with me, I'm going to give my amen to what I'm about to say, having read this scripture. The prince of darkness has lost his claim on us, on me, on you if you're a real child of God. And thereby he's lost his control over us. Jesus claims us by virtue of shedding his blood for us. And we are bought, according to the scripture, with a price. And the price is nothing less than the precious blood of a lamb without spot and without blemish. Glory be to God. Amen. We are bought with a price, and we are not our own. We give ourselves away. We offer ourselves, the whole of our being, unto him a living sacrifice. Praise God. Listen, the prince of darkness has lost his claim on us, his control over us, because Jesus is our Lord and Savior, our Adonai, hallelujah, our Lord and our love. Colossians 1:13 says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen and amen. I'm so glad to be a heaven-bound Christian today. And I'm glad to be the pastor of a heaven-bound church. If you come to our church, the Word and Christ himself will take the preeminence. He's the Word made flesh, dwelling among us, praise God. He's the living Word. Hallelujah. Listen, the earthbound church operates in earthly wisdom. Look at the contrast here in James 3:13 through 16. Who is a wise man, endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not, lie not against the truth. This is about quarreling. Don't be proud of winning an argument with a brother, sister, a pastor, whoever. Amen. Listen, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Amen. For where there's envy and strife, there is confusion. Remember, God is never, ever, ever the author of confusion. but of peace. There is confusion and every evil work. Amen. But the heaven-bound church, listen to the wisdom that we are to be operating in. James 3:17-18. But the wisdom that is from above is pure first, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. We are wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. Glory be to God. I think it's Brother Taylor in our congregation. I've quoted him before. I'm going to quote him again. Amen. Who said, I'm prayed up, packed up, and ready to go up. Listen, the heaven-bound church, though persecuted, will persevere. Revelation 3:7. Listen to it very carefully. And to the angel, or the messenger, or the leader, or pastor, whoever that spiritual leader is of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, that is true, that hath the key of David, that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Make no mistake about it, God is in control. Jesus is Lord today. I know thy works. And behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word. This is important to the context. Kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that thou hast. Praise God. Oh, dear friend of mine, the Apostle Paul said, I'm persuaded that he, Jesus, is able to keep what I've committed unto him against that day. Praise God. We are kept by the power of God until the day of salvation because we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. We are indeed upstream Christians in a downstream world. We do not follow the crowd. We follow Christ. Can I get another amen in this audience? Amen. Hallelujah. We do not follow the crowd. We follow Christ. A.W. Tozer said it in closing. The masses in every generation are wrong. The number of the righteous is small. Be sure that you are one of them. Be sure that you are one of them. You see, the way of salvation is the straight way and the narrow gate. It is not the broad way that the crowd is on that leads to destruction. It is the gateway to heaven. Hallelujah. And there is everyone that lives godly after Christ Jesus on the King's highway. Amen. Shall suffer persecution. Well, there's no resistance to those who think they're saved and are not saved because the devil doesn't want them to even give a thought to where they're going to spend eternity. He wants them to have a false sense of security and a false assurance. I love the song. Amen. I'm not going to sing it, but blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God. Hallelujah. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood. I love the hymns of the faith of old. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Hallelujah. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Amen. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilty stains. All their guilty stains. I want to ask you today, are you an earthbound Christian in name only? Are you a heaven-bound Christian? Are you attending an earthbound church that have so many things going on to attract you that you're not drawn by the cross of Christ and the Christ who died on that cross? Are you looking for the coming of Jesus? When's the last time you heard His message for those living in the last days? Be ye also ready, for in an hour you think not, the Son of Man cometh. O friend of mine, I want to be challenged today by the Word, by the Spirit of God, to be ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." This old world is getting darker and darker and darker. As far as the world is concerned, it's almost midnight. But about the time it looks like all hope is gone, amen, our hope is coming, Jesus Christ coming for His bride to take us home. This secret coming of Jesus, this rapture of the church, praise God, for we are not appointed to wrath. Amen. And the wrath of God is the tribulation period. It's for those who are under His justifiable anger, and it's being poured out. But we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Today, are you a Christian at all? Amen. Listen, come to Jesus today. Come to Christ today. He's going to do three things. He's going to save you if you repent of your sin and receive Jesus as your Savior. He's going to save you. He promised to save you. He came to seek and to save those who are lost. He came for you. He came for me. I'm no longer lost. I've been found because He came seeking. I'm convinced He's seeking you today. He leaves the 99 that are safe, and He goes looking for the one that is missing, the lost one. And the Bible said He seeks until He finds it. I believe He's found you today. If you were under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, if you were looking to have the blessed assurance of Christ's salvation in your life, He's found you, and you have discovered Him today. Come to Jesus today. Come just like you are. Just like the song says, just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and Thou bidst me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Come to Jesus today. He will save your soul. God will forgive your sin. He will seal you with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. This is His mark of ownership will be upon you. The Bible said the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are His. You will be counted as one of His sheep, one of His children, one of His sons, one of His daughters today. And He'll come for His own. Hallelujah. Amen. He will save you, seal you with the Holy Spirit. And listen, dear brother, dear sister, He will keep you safe from the wrath to come. For we in the family of God are not appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation through Jesus Christ. God is no longer angry with us. His anger against our sin was burned up when Jesus took our sin upon Himself, and God burned out His anger upon His own Son so we could be set free from His anger and judgment to come. So come to Christ today. Receive Him as your Savior. Become a member of the body of Christ and the family of God. Hallelujah. We love you today. Make sure you're in a heaven-bound church, and make sure that you are a heaven-bound Christian. In Jesus' name, God bless you. We love you. Thank you for coming to hear the Word of God today.